This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. We have breaking news. An upscale hotel complex in Kenya's capital is under attack. Witnesses and police at the scene are calling it a terror attack. The Associated Press reports there are blasts and heavy gunfire. The complex in Nairobi includes a large hotel known as Dusit D2, banks and offices. Several vehicles are burning. People are being rushed and carried from the scene. Ambulances, security forces, and firefighters have also rushed to the scene. We will continue to following this breaking news. Life has come to a standstill in the Zimbabwean capital after violent protests turned deadly. That's the sound of protesters in Harare, where several people were killed when police fired live ammunition at protesters who threw rocks, burned tires, and blocked streets. The same happened in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second largest city. Zimbabweans are angry over President Emmerson Mnangagwa's announcement last Saturday of a 150% rise in fuel prices. This resident said the government has no concern about the welfare of its citizens.
The people of Zimbabwe have spoken. We are not happy with whatever the government is doing for us. It's an uncaring government. It's not concerned about our life.
Mnangagwa said Monday the fuel price hike was necessary to combat the current economic crisis because local fuel was cheapest in the region. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility on Tuesday for a car bomb attack near a heavily fortified foreign compound in Kabul that killed five people, including an Indian national. More than 110 people were wounded in the blast. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has now been shut down for 25 days, with President Donald Trump declaring he would never, ever back down from getting his $5.7 billion wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump tweeting Tuesday morning about a new migrant caravan of hundreds of Hondurans, some who hope to make it to the United States. Trump said, quote, only a wall will work. Only a wall or steel barrier will keep our country safe. No cracks were apparent in the president's deadlock with lawmakers after a weekend with no negotiations at all. British Prime Minister Theresa May faces the prospect of defeat in a historic vote in Parliament on her Brexit deal on Tuesday. Here's more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Britain's Parliament will decide whether to support or reject the Prime Minister's deal for leaving the European Union on Tuesday, and with just hours to go before the delayed vote, Theresa May has been pulling out all the stops. On Monday, she made a desperate last-ditch appeal to convince rebel lawmakers to support her divorce deal. And in front of a group of factory workers in the Leave-supporting city of Stoke-on-Trent, she stressed that Britain's exit from the EU is now in peril from politicians seeking to thwart it.
It's now my judgment that the more likely outcome is a paralysis in Parliament that risks there being no Brexit.
May has issued repeat warnings on the outcomes of the failure to deliver Brexit.
That was Reuters' Lauren Anthony. All signs indicate that May's deal will be rejected. If this happens, the main options point at a last-minute deal, no deal, or a disorderly exit, a second referendum, or even reversing Brexit altogether. Judges at the International Criminal Court on Tuesday acquitted former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo and former youth minister Charles Blé Goudé of crimes committed following disputed elections in 2010.
The chamber, by majority, hereby decides that the prosecutor has failed to satisfy the burden of proof to the requisite standard.
The presiding judge ordered the immediate release of 73-year-old Gbagbo and Blé Goudé following the judgment midway through their trial in a stunning blow to prosecutors. Gbagbo supporters broke into wild celebrations as they watched the scene unfold in The Hague. More than 3,000 people were killed in late 2010 and early 2011 when Gbagbo refused to accept his defeat by Alassane Ouattara. The judge said there was no evidence the political leaders had concocted a common plan to push their supporters toward violence. I'm Liz Pelka.